Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm your host. Good morning. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. What fun things did you get into this week?
I can't say it's illegal, I'm sure, somewhere in one of the states that we have of 50.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful day. We had a little cold front come through. There was some rain, which is always welcomed. And we are seeing temperatures in the 40s up near Ocala, North Florida, and it's going to be in the 70s today.
Not complaining.
It's a great day to have a festival. So today I'm hoping everyone who's out there listening is going to come and see Tom McCubbin and I. Tom is going to be at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. He is going to be right there on Main Street. Its festival starts at 9 a.m. Tom will be speaking at 10, and then I will be speaking at noon. Tom's topic is going to be gardening do's and don'ts, and I'm going to be talking about success with wildflowers.
Ooh.
And it's called Grow, Mow, and Bloom.
And I think I like the first one that you're like, yes, that's exciting. Okay.
And so there's going to be free parking and admission. This is in DeLand on West Indiana Avenue. In addition to the wildflower and gardening education, there's going to be vendors who are selling plants and providing gardening information, wildflower products, and all kinds of wonderful garden-themed products. You're going to be able to see art and crafts related to general gardening. And there's also going to be gardening for birds and butterfly and wildlife. It's just going to be a great festival.
I love spring for that. Like, I don't like... I love that. I just, it's the knowing we're going to be getting hot soon, but I love the excitement about the birds, the flowers, and what you can plant, what you can't plant, and trying something new.
Exactly. And so it's going to be a great time. I'm hoping to meet a lot of people who listen to Better Lawns and Gardens and that come out and see me and just let me know you listen. And then also, too, it's just going to be a beautiful day for it. 70s in the 70s, you can't beat that.
And if you guys see Teresa, please take a picture with her. Ask her. If she's got a minute, she'll do it. I know you got a tight schedule today. However, and then email it to her so that way we can get you guys on the Facebook.
Oh, that would be a great idea. Now, I have to warn everybody, I look better on the radio. So
me too. Welcome to radio.
And so then there's also the DeLand Outdoor Art Festival. There's a lot to do in DeLand today. And one of our great sponsors, Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist, is one of the leaders for the project. He's been actually started the program. So it's just going to be a wonderful time. So just come on out to Earl Brown Park for the DeLand Outdoor Art Festival. And there's going to be artists, crafters, live entertainment, and food trucks. And that's going to be from 9 to 5. So have you ever been outdoors at the beach, Lizzie, or in a park and come across someone painting the landscape?
Yeah, not never in my life, but let's go with this. Yes, I have, and it's amazing.
And so it's called On Plein Air Painting. Oh. On Plein Air Painting. And I always like to watch them, you know, I stand behind them and kind of watch them do their paint strokes in their paintings. And today, Angela Withers, she's the president of the Nerling Gardens organization. She's going to be here to invite us to the Nerling Gardens, which is a historic, one of the nicest botanical gardens we have here in Central Florida. Oh. And it's so she's going to be with us in a few minutes. You want to stay tuned to hear about a perfectly delightful way to enjoy a morning stroll through an art garden. So that's going to be happening. And you did mention, you know, all the birds and the you know, all the new little critters coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel Taylor Coleridge, he said, "All nature seems at work. Slugs leave their lair. The bees are stirring. Birds are on the wing. And winter slumbering in the open air wears on his smiling face a dream of spring."
Ooh.
Well, spring is here, and we have coming up in our second hour our good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman. He is the Extension Research Professor of Horticulture at Mississippi State University, and he's also the exuberant host and executive producer of Southern Gardening. He's with us just a month ago. He was right here in the studios with me, and he's back, but he's got a pest alert. So springtime, the insects come out. So he's going to tell us what we need to be on the lookout for. And so we've got a great show lined up for today. We want you to also call in with your gardening questions. No matter what it is, you can call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967 to get on board, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know you're drinking your coffee or your tea and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, no matter where. If you're in Miami or in Ocoee or in Tallahassee. Yep. That you can listen to us on stations across the state of Florida, and let me know you're out there. And so, great. I already have questions. That's great.
Oh, I love that. All right. Yeah. That's the first one.
So, hi. Very much appreciate your show. We appreciate you. And it says, how soon after planting a palm tree should you begin applying the slow-release fertilizer? They said, thank you for your advice. Well, thank you for calling in or for texting. I love that. You can start fertilizing, I would say, just on a regular basis. You can put a slow-release fertilizer down on the ground around the palm tree after you plant it, and then follow the instructions on the label. If it's every 3 months or every 6 months, you know, depending on what kind of fertilizer you use, then you can just do that immediately. Slow-release fertilizer doesn't burn. It doesn't need to go in the hole, and it'll be just fine. You want to check out our great sponsor, maker of mosquito bits and dunks, at summitresponsiblesolutions.com? I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
March Madness is upon us once again. Thank goodness. Each year, millions participate in what is known as bracketology, trying to guess the winners of each game. Part of what makes this so much fun is the wild unpredictability of the tournament. A last-second buzzer beater, the rise of an unexpected Cinderella team, or the upset of the number one seed. The odds of predicting a perfect bracket are 1 in 9 quintillion. Just like the tournament, life is filled with the unexpected. The Bible says, don't boast about tomorrow, for no man knows what a day may bring. When we're faced with unpredictability of life, it shatters the illusion that we're in control. We're not in control. But we have a God who is in control, and He knows the future. Do you know Him? Why not trust Him today and give Him control of your life? This is Bryant Wright, still trying to fill out the perfect bracket, speaking right from my heart.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Florida is the land of flowers. We are blessed to have so many beautiful botanical gardens throughout the state that features those tropical plants and flowers. One of the most historic botanical gardens is right here in Central Florida. The Nerling Gardens was home to Dr. Henry Nerling, who was born in 1853 and lived till 1929. He was an internationally renowned horticulturist, naturalist, botanist, ornithologist, and writer who was known as the patron saint of Florida gardens. Between 1886 and 1929, Nerling introduced and tested over 3,000 new and rare species of plants and trees, as well as Florida native plants. Over 300 of these became essential to our state's economy through ornamental horticulture, including caladiums, palms, bamboos, magnolia, amaryllis, Indian hawthorn, and crinum lilies. With me this morning is Angela Withers. She is the exuberant and charming president of the Nerling Society and Nerling Garden Society, and she's with us this morning to talk about a wonderful stroll in the gardens. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I am wonderful, and you sound like you are, too.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a beautiful morning, and it's going to be lovely today. So give us a little bit of a brief background on the Nerling Gardens for those people who are new to Florida and don't know about it.
Well, that's hard to sum up, but this is a little Florida historic treasure that our nonprofit was able to purchase 11 years ago. It had been neglected for some time, and we were able to bring it back. We were able to, the nonprofit, purchase it, and through volunteers and community support, have been restoring it to the treasure it once was. And we really hope people can come visit it and discover it for themselves.
It was very popular during the early 1900s. And who were some of the dignitaries that visited it and would come and be visitors there?
It was such a mecca for tourists coming to Florida because of all of these glorious subtropical and tropical plants that Dr. Nerling was working with. So he was friends and communicated regularly with people like President Theodore Roosevelt. Thomas Edison, Henry Ford were close collaborators with him. David Fairchild, of course, of Fairchild Botanical Gardens, considered him a mentor and wrote beautifully about coming up and staying with him and wrote about all of the things that Nerling had growing in this gorgeous site in Gotha.
Well, I tell you, you should be very, I'm just so excited for you that last October, you received the great news that the Nerling Gardens was awarded a $1 million grant from the West Orange Healthcare District because they know the value of gardening for mental health. How has that changed the future of the Nerling Gardens in 2022?
This is just a magic moment for us because it's what we've known for a long time we needed, because now we can do, we've actually hired wonderful landscape architects who are working on the long-term master planning for the site, the best use of our facilities so that we can make them more accessible to the community. So that our wonderful big garage wing that was added by the owners in the 1980s,
was never really completed. We're going to be able to make that into activity and education space so that we can bring people to the gardens and do wonderful activities with them that bring them back to nature, teach them about the joy of gardening and nature and how it can really be a part of our lives. We can add handicap accessible parking, bathrooms, and walks through the garden so that if you're using a walker or a wheelchair, it means you can still wander around and experience this beautiful site.
And have all the benefits of being outdoors. I think that is just such a wonderful and insightful grant for the gardens. I'm just so pleased for you. So Nerling Gardens has several annual exciting events throughout the year, especially when the gardens and flowers and plants are at their most fabulous, which is springtime. One's coming up in April, and I wanted to give people all over the state of Florida an opportunity to make time to come and visit you. So what is happening in April, and tell us a little bit about that and how people can get tickets.
Yes, we have our morning. It's our Caladians, Canvases, and Coffee event. It's a morning art stroll. So you can come to the gardens. It's from 9 to 12 on a Saturday morning, April 23rd. You can stroll through the gardens. There will be live music and artists painting throughout the gardens. And, of course, all of our lovely plants are there. Our caladiums will be peeping up, and we will be selling caladium bulbs. We are so delighted that the caladium growers in Lake Placid are wonderful supporters of ours, and they send us a great selection of their bulbs every year so that we can package them up and have them available for you for your spring gardens. So those will be available as well. And, of course, the art, we have a beautiful selection in our online auction and on display. And so the things you see are available for purchase through the silent auction, which is pretty exciting.
It is. It's going to be a wonderful day. And I love the caladiums because this is going to be an opportunity to get caladiums that you don't maybe not find in the big box stores. So it's going to be a lovely opportunity.
Yes, and we do get beautiful quality bulbs that they sell to us. They donate them to us so that we can make a little money for the garden. So they're very, very generous to us and send beautiful quality bulbs. I know we have Rosebud and Miss Muffet and Florida Elise, Red Flash, some gorgeous varieties that they send to us.
I know. I'm looking forward to getting some. So volunteers make up the big component of Nerling Garden's success. What kind of activities, and could someone who would like to volunteer, how would they do that?
We love our volunteers, and all they have to do is email us at our website. There's a spot you can click on the volunteer at Nerling Gardens and put in your information, and we'll get back in touch and talk about what your time frames are and what your interests are. We have a regular group on Wednesdays who come and do a lot of our planting and weeding and developing new areas of the gardens. And then we also have use for people who are good at fixing things or painting things. You know, it's an old house and there's always work to be done on keeping it maintained. Those of you who have ever owned an old wooden house know
raising
how much
hand,
goes into
raising
that.
Hand.
Exactly, you know.
So give us the details again of the Art and Stroll, Caladiums, Canvas, and Coffee. What day is it, and what time is it, and how can people get tickets?
It is on April 23rd, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. The tickets are $25 in advance, $35 at the door. You can get them by going to our website, which is nerlinggardens.org, and I will let you, Teresa, spell that for people because my Australian accent mangles the R's. but very easy, or worst case, just give us a call and we can walk you through it, but they are available online.
That's Nerling Gardens, and that's NEHRLING gardens.org, right?
That is correct.
There you go. Angela, I am so looking forward to coming and walking and strolling through the gardens and watching the painters. And now the online auction, is it on now or do people have to wait for it?
It will be live in a couple of weeks. We wait till we're sure that we have all of the pieces in place. And so if you just wait another week or so and then go to our website, you'll see the link to the auction.
Okay, that sounds great. And I'll give announcements of it when it comes on live. And let people know. And so thank you so much, Angela. It is a wonderful, I mean, Nerling Gardens is so blessed to have you and your leadership. And just a big thank you to all the volunteers out there at the Nerling Gardens. I think it's just a fabulous garden, and it should, everybody should go out and see it.
Well, thank you for that. Please do come. We love our visitors.
There you go. Thank you so much, Angela. That's Angela Withers. She's the president of the Nerling Garden Society. And she that website again, because it's going to be a fabulous event. It's early morning. It'll be a great time to come out, stroll through the gardens, purchase some art or purchase some caladiums and other plants that will be available for sale. And that is going to be April 23rd. And you can go to the nerlinggardens.org site.
I love that. I'm super excited. I can't wait to see what she's got.
I know.
There, because it sounded beautiful.
It is. And I just, Dr. Nerling was just an amazing person, and over 3,000 plants. And when you look at a Florida tropical garden, you are looking at the years and years, decades of work
right.
of Dr. Nerling with all the plants. So let's go to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How can I help?
Hi. How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
You're my savior.
Oh, okay. That's so Dr. Nerling is the patron saint of Florida gardens, and I'm the savior. There you go.
I like that.
That's right. That's right.
What's your question?
I am husband to my lady Eileen, and I called to thank you about the crepe myrtles. You have saved my back.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am so glad that you're not having to cut them anymore.
Right. What did you call them? Crepe?
Murder.
Crepe murder?
Yeah, crepe murder. You do not have to cut them. And I see it so often. Don't you just want to stop in the street, Bob, and tell people, stop cutting your crepe myrtles like that?
Well, I'll let them call you and you tell them.
Well, I tell you, we enjoy Eileen calling in. We love her roosters. And she is just a wonderful person.
The roosters are a hoot, I'll tell you. Every day, all day, half the night.
They crow at night too?
Yes, 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Super exciting. Sounds like a party.
The neighbors. So that's just the neighbors party. And especially, I bet you, when the full moon is out and it's bright.
I don't really believe that this is Eileen's husband, Bob. And here is why. Can I tell you exactly why, Bob? I don't think that you're Eileen's husband. It's because I do not hear your neighbors. And when Eileen calls, I swear she's in the middle of an acre of nothing but roosters.
Well, I'm at home right now.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Open a window. Come on.
Thank you so
Sometimes
much, Bob.
You don't have to open a window.
Thank you for calling so much. We're going to go to a hard break right now. If you have a question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. you'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and author. And you can find more about me on my website, which is www.shehe-consulting.com. You can go and read my blog and see all of the different services and things that I do. So we had a text message come in and said, is it safe to use brush killer under an old oak tree? I have poison oak or ivy around the base of the tree. Well, I tell you, that's a great question because a lot of maintenance companies and a lot of homeowners, they use different herbicides and weed killers to edge the lawns with, go around the mulch and spray it. And, you know, it can do harm to shrubs and trees if it's overused or used often. But as long as you're keeping it around the base and you're not touching anything that's alive with the oak tree, like one of the branches or a sucker, it's going to be fine. But if you have suckers underneath that oak tree, it could possibly do damage. So be careful with that. Let's go to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, hey, Teresa, you're really quick on the draw.
Yes.
I got to admit. Yeah, good. Good program. Hey, I'm interested in, I guess you'd call it multisensory growing. I'm a blind guy, and I used to talk with you guys before you were on the air.
Uh-huh.
And I've moved, and I just got some interesting questions about a few herbs as far as maybe some uses and some blooming mechanisms. I wanted to grow some herbs in 6-inch pots, probably in full sun, but I'll put like maybe a gallon bag around the pots, but have the bag open and all that, and good air circulation. But I've got about 3 herbs that I don't have, but I want to get some information on them because, well, my memory needs a little jogging here.
Okay.
One of them, are you familiar at all with a plant called fenugreek? It's an herb that's actually a bean. It's a legume.
Yes.
And you are familiar
with
it?
Yeah, fenugreek. F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. Yes.
You got it. Oh, my God. You're familiar with it. You're like the second person in the world that I know that is. So, but I'm interested in its blooming mechanism, and I'm also interested in when you can grow it around here because I've seen some information on the time of the year, and I question the accuracy of it. So I'm just curious. I read somewhere where, of course, it grows in Egypt, but you guys, if you ever get any sprouts from Egypt, don't eat them because they have E. coli bacteria in them. So keep away from the Egyptian fenugreek. I know that because I've done some research on it.
Okay.
And I don't know when.
Well, so Egypt doesn't have a climate that gets cold very often. I mean, it's in the same, you know, depending on what part you are in, almost 9 and 8, zone 9 and 8, like here in Florida and Florida.
Yeah.
Yes. And so it will occasionally get snow, but very rarely. But so I'm going to say it's going to like that dry climate, but also very warm. And legumes always grow during the late spring and summertime. So,
will a fenugreek grow in the summer here?
Well, I don't know if it will in the full sun in the summer because we have all of that humidity and rain. So I don't, I'm not that familiar with it. I haven't grown it yet. But I will tell you what I'll do, Bob, is that I am going to research for you. And I will announce it in the show today.
It's a fantastic plant because it's got like 27 uses. And, you know, people who don't know me, I am a Braille reader and a Braille writer and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I try to keep up with this stuff. But one of the uses is artificial maple syrup. And if you grow the seeds and they sprout, it smells just like maple syrup when it's coming out of the ground. It's sort of interesting, but I'm interested in the blooming mechanism.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And so I had a couple of other things I wanted to get into. Do I have one more minute?
One more minute. Go right ahead, Bob.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm interested in a plant called salad burnet, which is when I used to see a little bit years ago, and I remember it. It was a bright green, oh, a beautiful plant, hanging plant, but what I don't remember is it produces little balls of blooms, but I don't remember too much about the coloration, and I'm curious about that because I think that if you can grow herbs sort of as you would house plants, you know, with some variations, they would make beautiful windowsill plants, you know.
Sure.
And this one really hangs pretty good, but I'm curious about the blooms on it.
Yeah, so Bob, so let me do this too as well. Let me ask you to send me an email on it because I do know about salad burnet, but I don't know exactly what the color of the flowers are. Okay, so if you will send me an email, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, dot Watkins at live.com.
I won't be doing that, but I will be looking into the plant. I don't have a computer.
Oh, there you go.
But that's
I can
okay.
understand
Look
that. Okay,
it,
no. So let me do this. Let me, I'll research it during the break, and I will come back on and tell you. How's that sound?
Oh, hey, I think that's terrific. And it's always a pleasure talking. I've only talked to you one other time, but I know Tom pretty well. I do a lot of diversified growing, and I was able to get to know him fairly well. And do you still have Jim Hunter as one of your sponsors from, it's a nursery in Sanford. I can't remember the name of the place, but I was curious if he's still, because I know that him and, Tom were pretty close friends. And
oh, I'm sure. I don't know exactly. That's handled by the sales department, so I can't really tell you for sure. But I'm so glad you called in, Bob, and that you listened to Better Lawns and Gardens. I really appreciate it. And I'll get that information for you, and I'll announce it after the break at the top of the hour.
Hey, Tracy, you have a really good day.
You too, Bob. Okay? Thank you so much for calling and listening. I appreciate it. We are going to...
That was good.
Wasn't it?
That was some good information.
So, well, the fenugreek and the salaburnet are really lovely herbs, but they're not sold a lot. You won't find them in stores a lot, so it's grown by seed mostly. So we are going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680, and we are looking forward to it. We've got another few minutes. You're going to, we've got a great show lined up for you, so more is coming. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
While we may disagree a lot, we do agree Rural King's our favorite place for spring planting.
Yeah, but we've got to focus. Roses, a couple flats of impatiens, and a spade.
A shovel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking tiller.
Oh, we do not need a tiller.
Wait, a mower. Those new zero turns are sweet.
Focus. Roses, mulch, shovel, impatiens.
Jeez, talk about impatient.
Can I help you?
Yeah, chainsaws.
Let's go.
I'm almost done mowing this section.
Ridiculous.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, so for Bob and his herbs, so I wanted to tell you.
Wait, tell everybody who you are first.
Oh, there
you
go.
You're super excited with your answer. I love that.
I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I was going to jump right back in and have
a conversation
with Bob. Okay, so the fenugreek, again, has similar climate needs as it does in Egypt, Florida. We do get a little bit more rain, but you can plant it spring, summer, and fall. And it needs at least 4 hours plus of bright, direct sunlight. Okay, you can grow it year-round. You can harvest it within 4 to 5 weeks after planting seeds. So it's a really fast grower. And so, you know, it's just a lovely herb. And it's wonderful to use. So now, the salad burnet is a very medicinal herb that was very popular during the Middle Ages. It was used to control bubonic plague and also to stop hemorrhaging. And it has a cucumber-like flavor. So I think you could use it in, like, mojitos. Because
mm-hmm.
mojitos are like cucumbers, right?
That sounds good.
Yeah, doesn't it? And but it's the salad burnet takes 2 months to mature so that you can harvest it, Bob. And so one of the things, though, about growing the flowers, you mentioned the flowers. It has greenish-like little ball flowers. But once it gets to the flower stage, it's not going to produce any more leaves. It's going to slow down on leaf production. So they recommend that you cut the flowers off. So I hope that's a little bit more information for you, Bob. Thank you so much. It was a great phone call, and it brought me up to speed on fenugreek and salad burnet. Let's go to Dave in Daytona Beach. Good morning, Dave. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you very much. I moved here from Crystal River about 2 years ago, and when I walk out the back door, on both sides of, you know, the door there, I've got an area about 5 feet long by 3 feet deep. And I planted a whole bunch of veggies, tomatoes, cucumbers, et cetera, et cetera. And none of them grew, green beans. And I got one green bean out of it. What can I plant back there? It's due east. It only gets the sun in the morning, obviously, until the sun disappears.
Right.
At noon. So what else can I plant back there to make it look pretty?
Well, one of the things I want to talk to you about is why didn't those do well for you? Because, you know, it sounds like you're getting enough sun to get a little bit more success, you know, more production. So did you fertilize them?
Yeah, I brought in some dirt. And what was there already, and then turned that around, and then I got some worm casings, you know, one of those huge bags.
Sure.
put that in, and I can't remember what kind of fertilizer. Not much. I didn't use much. But, yeah, it was just, I couldn't believe it. Anyway,
okay. What time of the year did you do this?
Oh, in the spring. You know, I was waiting for the summer.
So last spring? Well. You're talking about last spring?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So why doesn't it grow? You may not have enough sunlight. I just don't know. So why don't I do this? I can send you a list of vegetables that will grow in shade that you will get production from. And so as long as it was getting water and you have at least 5 hours of sunlight, 5 to 6 hours of sunlight, you should have gotten production. So I don't know what the issue was.
Okay. Well, that works. I don't really, you know, the veggies are okay, but how about a flowering plant that's pretty back there? I mean, can I do that?
Sure. There's a lot that you can plant back there. I mean, you could do yesterday, today, and tomorrow's, which have three different colors of purple, lavender, and then white flowers on them. And, you know, most of the pinwheel jasmines or plumbagos will do fine in those kind of conditions. So, you know, you can plant a lot of shrubs back there. But I still want you to try your vegetables again. I don't know what the issue was. And so maybe this year you'll have better luck.
Well, we can try that. How about the lantanas? They grow back there too, right? They grow like crazy out front.
They do, but they got to get good sunlight. But they should do fine too as well. Lantana grows anywhere.
Well, they're not. I don't think they get enough. I think it's like 7 o'clock in the morning till noon, and then everything disappears.
Right. I have exactly the same conditions on my front side entrance, too, and it doesn't really have a lot of sun. But I'm just concerned about your watering and the fertilizing. So I would try it again, okay, and see what happens again. And then call me when you do. If you start to see that you're not having success, call me immediately, okay?
Okay, what kind of fertilizer, real quick?
Well, I don't know if you need to use fertilizer in the soil with everything that you added last year. So I want you to take your soil to your local extension office and get a soil test and find out what kind of fertilizer you need, and they will tell you with a soil test, a soil analysis, actually, okay? Thank you,
All
Bob.
Right,
thank you. Let's go to Carol. Good morning, Carol. How can I help you?
Good morning. Sorry, I've had a cold.
That's okay.
We moved a hibiscus. It's the frilly hibiscus, the one that hangs down that's so pretty. And
sure, it looks like a little skirt. Yes.
Yeah, it's so pretty. And so I wanted to put it in the full sun because it wasn't getting enough. And so I had somebody cut it back and plant it, and we had to cut it back kind of severely. So now it's coming up with lots of branches. It's more like a bush now instead of a tree.
Right.
So can I cut back everything but one and it'll become a tree, or am I sunk?
Sure. No, you can definitely do that. You can definitely trim off the trunk of that single stem and just strip the leaves off of it with your hand. You know, you can do that very easily and make it into a tree again.
Okay, so just cut out everything but one, right?
Right. And so just be careful how you cut so that, you know, I mean, I want it to be straight. So, you know, you want to use the original, you know, standard trunk that was the part of the original hibiscus.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you so
much. And then next time, you don't really need to cut the leaves of everything that you transplant. Leave them alone till after you see new growth, and then you can cut it back. Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Eileen, good morning. Are you calling to verify that your husband was on the line earlier?
Yes. It really was him. But I have a question. He wasn't home. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
My daylilies are growing by my society garlic.
Okay.
They're in a cluster. How can I get my daylilies away from that society garlic?
Okay. And the reason you want them away from your society garlic is?
Because the society garlic grows so big that it just, shouldn't it be separated?
That just is a personal preference. It doesn't need to be. I was wondering if you were eating, because daylilies are edible and your society garlic is edible, and that you didn't want your daylilies to taste like your society garlic. That's what I was...
Oh, no, 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 I'm not going to eat my daylilies. They're too pretty.
Okay.
No.
Well, you can eat the flowers. You can eat the flowers. Okay, so I would just dig up your daylilies after they finish blooming and move them to whatever location you want. You can move them further away.
So they can stay together. I don't have to exactly move them.
You don't have to move them. I don't see a reason why.
Okay.
I think it might be kind of pretty with the society garlic flowers and the daylilies coming up.
Yeah, the society garlic is more like a light purple.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. All right, so I won't move them.
Not right now.
I have enough work in the yard to do.
Yeah, yeah, no. I would, you know, if you want to move them, wait till after the summertime, you know, and then move them then.
Oh, maybe not, now that you said that.
Okay. You don't have to move them. You have my permission to let them grow together.
I got to split my lilies and get them in the ground. So, all righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We know it's you, Eileen, when we hear the roosters.
Yes, and he was not at home.
Or in the closet.
Or in the closet.
No.
There you go.
Not today. He's bad. He goes in the closet.
There you go. Thank you so much. Okay, so I have a text message that says, can you suggest any perennial dianthus, evergreen or deciduous, that will survive in Tallahassee Zone B? And, you know, most of the dianthus should. There is, you just mentioned it. I just popped into my head the silver-leafed one that's silver color. And that should do well. I'll get you the name of it in just a minute after the break. But all the dianthus should grow in the Tallahassee area. So I am I'm wondering if you've tried them and they didn't work, or if you're just asking for a dianthus perennial that will survive. And I'll get you the name of the one that's the perennial. It should do just fine in Tallahassee. Good text message. That'll be great. Besides not watering dollar weed, what else can I do to get rid of it? Thanks. Well, depending on what kind of grass you have, St. Augustine, you can use the herbicide atrazine on it for St. Augustine grass, and that should get rid of it. Follow the label instructions. We're going to be right back for hour number two and your phone calls and text messages. We also have Dr. Gary Bachman. He's going to be telling us how to watch out for the beetles. Not those beetles, but Asian ambrosia beetles. And they are here. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studio and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.